I spent part of the weekend kind of immersing myself in the work of Helen Levitt. I've always really admired her work, and it's amazing there's not more content about her out there. Just so intimate. This is Chuck Gines with the Chuck Gines Podcast. Just one man looking for an experience of the true good and beautiful. And I feel all of those things in the work of Helen Levitt. That one photograph of the black man holding that newborn baby, and the deep crevices in his face because of the smile. To me, that's street photography at its finest. And then to venture today and look at the street photography, keeping in mind maybe that the quality of art, what we consider to be art, what we consider to be good art, is kind of a barometer or a measure of the spiritual and emotional health of any particular culture at any given time. And we could see this in the pottery of ancient societies. And when they were at their zenith, it's always very ornate and very thin and very finely made. And it seems like maybe we've traded in intimacy and soul for megapixels and technology. It's almost like a nowhere man photography today. When I look at these street photos on these street groups, everybody's so far away. There's no intimacy. It's photo after photo of the backs of people, and not just, you know, you can take a good photo of the back of somebody that has some sort of gesture to it or something that strikes an emotion, but I mean just the backs of people or foggy silhouettes in a shaft of light. No facial expressions, no soul, no intimacy. And I wonder if that's maybe our state as a world today. Certainly I've moved away, long ways away, from the soul and the intimacy of something like Helen Levitt and many others. But it's something to maybe think about.